his music so loudly. Didn't it hurt his ears? He leant forward and told me that it feels best when your ears ring sick. I watched his nails dig into the brick that boxed off his home from mine. His veins jumped and moved in his hands, and he gripped the border between us to still himself. Following these veins, from the curves of his triceps to the brick wall, I thought to myself, they are pointed at me. Whenever I got back home and Anna wasn't there, my brother and sister would float around me. Have something cooking by six, she'll be proud. We would sit with her while she sipped from a glass of rosé. Her hands shook with plans. At the hairdresser's before work, they told her she should move out of the area. Business would be better if her clients were more upmarket. We'd grow up better. When she mentioned it to us, I thumbed my feet and hoped she wouldn't notice that we'd burnt what was in the oven. Inevitable. She tucked her hair behind her ears and put down her emptied glass, asking me to come over to her in the kitchen. She showed me that I hadn't cut the chicken properly. It still had its bum, and we don't cook a chicken like that. We are clean people. You can't serve a chicken bum. She sliced greasy, hairy skin from the half-roasted carcass and chucked it in the bin, never dirtying her nails. They were filed down, painted chicken pink, and she refused to let them chip. Her feet were hard from standing all day. Still, she kept them pretty painted for clients. The half-cooked chicken bum warmed the bin. Our dinner seemed to taste of its smell. She asked if we had homework to do, and we lied so we could stay with her. Grease never touched her lips when she ate. Like her, I tried to eat slowly, but the chicken went cold. She fussed over us on those evenings, washing the dishes and checking we were watching TV in peace. Before bed, when she came to collect us from the sitting room, I asked her what time she'd be coming home tomorrow. She said she's not like those other mums, able to do house stuff all day. When she came home late, she would walk in smelling of cigarettes. The hard leather of her heels clunked in the hallway before she put her shoes away and put on slippers. As I got older, her late nights gave me time to stay out after school. The Little Details of Our Intimacy, 2006. By 15, I'd made the dishes she taught me. Sweated onions and potatoes, sulu yemek, yahni. These were the meals that slid oil into you, that kept you full when you wanted to eat more but couldn't. They heated our skin as the three of us ate on trays flicking channels until I had to go out. While they waited outside, my friends could see me through the gaps in our curtains. I watched them from the mirror and styled my parting with a rat tail comb, the skin on my scalp stinging under the pressure. I didn't stop until I had the perfect zigzag, and then I left. We wore puffer jackets that covered our shapes and walked in protective clusters until we found benches shrouded by bushes in the estate. Rainwater had gathered on the bench I sat on. It began to soak into my jacket, the nylon holding the cold in. To warm ourselves, we took sips of Lambrini until my eyes drooped and everything was peripheral vision and faces meshing together. Sliding off the benches, we were packs of hyenas, ready to make a move. Ambling over to the nearby playground, we sat at the swings with our trainers brushing the ground. I stood on a small paddle seat with my hands wrapped around the rusting chains, watching footwork. Grime played on a tinny phone. Someone had found a football on the roof of the climbing frame and was kicking it. The ball needed a pump that we didn't have. My friend Angela's dad taught me about the physics of deflategate. Deflate gate. If you put a balloon outside on a cold day, the balloon deflates with the colder temperature. I imagined the softness of the football on their feet, the inflation escaping from pressure and time left out in the elements. The ball in the air, its brief motion of flight, mesmerised me, my face bobbing left to right as a captivated spectator. One of my friends thought to exploit this.